All right, yesterday we talked about perhaps the most important reason to use live video for your brand or business. Let's today talk about perhaps the most important reason to not consider using live video for your brand or business. Yeah, so, you know, I just wanted to have something to counterbalance yesterday's episode since we had the most important reason, maybe the important reason to use live video. So I had to kind of struggle to think of the most important reason to consider not using live video. And this can vary from person to person. I mean, you might have a real good reason why you don't want to be on camera, okay? Maybe you've been stalked or something, you know, and you just don't want to be on there. I mean, there could be all sorts of reasons why. I get it. But let's just assume that you've not been stalked and you don't have any other hangups or whatever. What would be a reason to consider not using live video? For me, the reason, if I was going to choose, hey, I'm not going to do live videos. Well, I would still want to have a video plan for my brand, business, hobby, whatever it is I'm doing. But live videos do not have a shelf life like recorded videos do. Okay. But this is really restricted to YouTube. You know, a YouTube live video, most of the time, people are only going to be interested in it when it's live. Almost never are they going to go back and watch them. And if you're doing shows where you're interviewing people and stuff, unless the interviewee is profound and a bit really big name, like let's say you're into birding. My mom is a birder. Okay. She travels all over the world and risks life and limb going to these far off places in Africa and South America and all these places to look at a bird. You know, she'll travel all the way to Africa and go way out in the middle of nowhere and be trusting these random people to take her out in the middle of nowhere with a group. They're always in a group, but to see a bird that happens to be there that time of year. Might be a rare bird, kind of cool, but you just go there and, I mean, they have zoos for that, right? But it's not the same thing if you're a birder. So let's say my mom has a live video show that she's doing and she's interviewing just random birders and talking about birding and birding trips and this and that. But at some point she gets on like the ultimate birding professional on the planet who's written books and is well educated and goes on all the safaris. And, you know, that might be a video that will have a shelf life after the live is over with. But 9 times out of 10, the shelf life of a live video sucks. And for a nicely done live video, it takes a lot of work. So it becomes a hamster wheel. If you're not continuing to do more high quality live videos, and you can't just stand on one, wherein if you do a recorded video on YouTube, I'm talking YouTube still, if you do a recorded video on YouTube and post it up and you trick it out with the right hashtags and keywords and various things that make it pop so that it maintains its relevancy as time goes by, then that can get you results for years to come. Big results, especially if you're doing it again and again and again. And you've, you know, by the time 4 or 5 years goes by, you've got a couple hundred videos on the topic and you're educating people, and it's something that people would want to see 5 years from now. You know, yesterday we talked about a guy who owns a coffee shop. If you did a recorded video about these coffee beans that you got in just last week and they're going to be gone, that doesn't make sense for a recorded video for YouTube, but it makes sense for a live video for YouTube or for probably more for Facebook or Instagram, actually. But that's the downside of live video, is the longevity of it, the passive value of it as time goes by. Because as soon as it's over, it's 9 times out of 10, it doesn't have any value. I mean, it has value to anybody who participated in it, and it might have a value to a small handful of people who are like really loyal people who, you know, but once they watch it, it's over with, and, you know, they wouldn't watch it again. Have you ever watched a video again? I mean, every year I seem to watch the same YouTube videos about how to fix Christmas lights. You know, the guys that put that out, I mean, there's every Christmas, those videos rocket in views. because people are looking up how to do Christmas lights. You know, I'm sure there's people that do videos that are exclusively for Halloween, how to do the best decorations, how to, you know, build webs and, you know, coolest Halloween decorations. And those channels probably get insane views in the months of September and October as people are planning their Halloween. Halloween is the most celebrated holiday in the United States. I think it makes the most money as far as decorations go and food and stuff. Halloween beats Thanksgiving and Christmas all day long. People go nuts over it. So if your videos are something like that, you know, say you own the coffee shop and you did some videos on YouTube that were recorded and you're talking about how to paint spiders in the top of the coffee with the cream. You know, that might be something that got looked up every October. My point is that, and I think you get it, I know sometimes I can run away with my discussion, but live video really has its value while you're live. That's where the value is. The value for you and the value for your viewers. In a recorded format, you know, you're not watching it live, you're watching it later, there's very little value. I mean, yeah, the conversations can be really good and people could learn a lot, but people just don't really go watch old live videos unless it's a topic that they really love. And, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. I don't want to say that, you know, you get zero interaction and views on a live video that's old, but it's much less. Now on Facebook and Instagram, and that's Instagram, you know, the live video only lasts 24 hours. So, you know, once you go live there, it's over with. And then Facebook, it doesn't matter if it's recorded or live within a day or two, probably no one's going to see it on your Facebook again. With the way the algorithms work, they're very stingy, tight-assed algorithms. So you have to think about your live video strategy, where you're going to go live, how you're going to do it, how often you're going to go, and make sure that you're getting the most of it while it's live, as we talked about yesterday, because there's not a lot of value for it after it's over.